This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 18th, a mystery. Our reading comes from John chapter 12. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." In John's account of Jesus' ride into Jerusalem, the crowd shouts the right things about Jesus. But we soon find out that even Jesus' disciples really did not understand all this. They didn't realize this event was a fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy until after Jesus rose into heaven. The crowd had come out to meet Jesus only because he had raised Lazarus from the dead earlier, and the Pharisees saw Jesus' popularity as a threat to their own power and position. It's easy to think that we would do better. It's easy to think that we know who Jesus really is. But most longtime followers of Christ would agree that Jesus is a mystery. He's not any easier to get to know than anyone else we might meet. In fact, we wouldn't be wrong to assume that it would take more effort to know the Son of God than to know anyone else. And yet we can grow to know Jesus. It takes time and work on our part, and we're not alone. The Spirit of Jesus himself comes into our hearts and teaches us. By the Spirit, John and other disciples eventually did understand what was going on here. And as we study the Bible as God's living word, asking for the Spirit's guidance, we can grow to know Jesus too. It can take some work, but the Spirit will help us. And there's no better relationship to invest in than our relationship with the King. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, by your Spirit, help me to learn and grow to know you better and better. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.